morning, everybody. This is Judith A. Gulp. You're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. So, basically, this morning, I feel like I'm fighting off a cold. I've had some congestion for the last several days. And then it really is sticky at night when trying to sleep. And it's like my nose is all stopped up. But whatevs. It's not the hugest problem in the world. We had a quiet dementia night. My mom got up multiple times, but no yelling, punching, kicking, or scratching. I wish she could communicate better. I mean, it's very challenging to figure out what's going on. And, like, she just doesn't communicate or doesn't remember how to communicate. I don't know, but because she was always a weird communicator. And she likes privacy. So you can imagine that's very difficult, you know, because she can't really do anything anymore. So it's like all day yesterday she was up and moving and, you know, it just didn't dawn on her that she would need help because she was like, why are you in here? Why are you following me? What are you doing? And I'm like, what are you doing? And it got pretty challenging to get anything done because I was up every, I don't know, 20 minutes chasing her around somewhere. And I did manage to get a few things done. I mean, once you focus. But, you know, she just, that's a day with her. Like, she can be really animated. And on those days, she eats a lot. And you find yourself distracting her with food a lot. Otherwise, you won't get anything done. So, I don't know. I am very happy to give up caregiving. I think people have misconstrued my loyalty with this is what I want to be doing. You know, every time she's in the hospital and they see her advanced state and they're like, you are clearly opposed to putting her somewhere. I'm like, no, I'm not. But first of all, it costs a lot of money to do private pay. And second of all, you know, if we do the Medicaid thing, I'm not guaranteed a Medicaid bed. And also, you know, some of those facilities are horrible. And then here's the other caveat. You talk to other people and they're like, yeah, I was paying $10,000 a month and they wouldn't give her the right food. Okay. So, I mean, ultimately, you're going to do best having that person at home and you taking care of it. But where I'm ready to move into is having 24-hour care, and I manage that in the home. I just don't want to be the full-time caregiver anymore. And I'm excited because my crypto investments are skyrocketing. And if they go where people project, then I'll easily be able to pay for all of that care, you know? And I don't think people are really thinking about it. This great wealth transfer that you think is coming from your parents, it's not going to be there because they're going to be spending it on healthcare. Because these geniuses in big pharma and I would say big healthcare have decided that they can cure so many things with your heart. They can keep you from having a stroke. They can put stents in your heart. They can give you blood thinners. They can do all this stuff. But the only thing they haven't come up with a solution for is the brain. And they'll tell you there's all these pills and promising drugs, but there aren't any. It's really a lie. And the neurologists know it. And so there are a few honest neurologists who are like, yeah, that stuff doesn't work. And the protocol to get your memory back if you're in the early stages of dementia is very strict and diet-based. But like most diseases, it can be reversed. But it has to be like the super commitment to diet and exercise and just a whole thing. And like my mom's well past that point. And she's 87, you know what I mean? So there's only so much that she's going to do. She's not giving up Cheez-Its, I can tell you that. So, you know, it's just frustrating because you can just stay alive and your brain can not be the benefactor of health and health-related things that they've managed to control. You know, so like you can have high blood pressure and they can control it, But okay, great, you didn't have a stroke, but now you're, you know, 80 and your brain is decaying. It's a really messed up system. And the cynic in me has to think that maybe people just like the money up from it, because insurance has figured out how to slither out of paying for anything. You know, if you take your loved one to the hospital with dementia symptoms, they're just going to be like, medically, there's nothing wrong with that person, and good luck. And that's thanks to insurance. So that means there's no intellectual curiosity. There's nobody there trying to help you come up with solutions. And if that person doesn't have something acute, like a head injury or a broken arm, they're going to send them home. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just a jacked up system. And, you know, I heard somebody yesterday say, well, you should be leaving America by 2030 because we're hitting hard times. Yo, hard times have been within most of our lifetimes, you know? Come on. And where are we supposed to go? And why should I listen to you? I don't know. This guy just rubbed me the wrong way. And it's like, well, we're a very young country and we're in our adolescence. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, tell me where I'm supposed to go. And then he named a couple places, and I'm thinking those aren't progressive places for women. So I'm not going there. And they're probably not progressive places for Black people. So why would I go there? And of course, I'm making leaps, but definitely the woman thing, I think, because he mentioned like Saudi Arabia or something. I'm like, women can't even, we can't do anything in the country you suggested. I don't remember the other ones, but that one stuck out. And I was like, okay, well, that makes no sense. Anyway, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I think God is in charge. And I think we've neglected our spirituality at our own peril. You know, I think people have been cutting deals and making deals and inviting all kinds of bad things into their lives because we've been allowed to believe that spirituality isn't real. You know, you can't talk about God anywhere. You can't pray in school. You can't do, you know, but I went to Catholic school, so we were talking about God and praying all the time. But you know what I mean? It's like you sanitize God and therefore spirituality out of the world at large in America. And then you wonder why things are amok. Because you are also actively telling people to deny their spirituality. And I don't know. Things have just been so crazy. And I'm not trying to indoctrinate anybody. I'm just saying, look at your life and you tell me how you've made it without God's help. And I don't know. I mean, I remember my dad used to say, keep living, keep living. And I knew as he got older, his faith deepened. And I think I understand that now, because there's so many challenging things that happen to you as an adult. There's never any breaks. I remember my dad on Father's Day, I'd be like, well, when is Kids Day? And he'd be like, every day is Kids Day. And I would be like, you know, but it's just, I don't know. He was right in a lot of ways. This is hard. And I think it's only harder for people who aren't built for it. You know, where you see a problem, where other people see problems, you need to see opportunities. Where other people see frustrations, you need to see solutions. And be that for people. And not only will you be successful in the world, you will be fulfilling your mission, which is to be a part of an asset to the collective. You know, and I know things are getting hard here. It's obvious because these old people don't want to go away. Thanks, Mitch McConnell. You're going to retire, huh? After you've been freezing up and looking crazy. All right, thanks. You know, all of them should be gone. They're all should be term limits. There's no reason in the world you should have people in their late 70s and 80s running things. I'm telling you, I live with someone in their 70s and 80s. I live with someone right now who is 87. That judgment was compromised long before she got the diagnosis. I mean, it became official, I think, in 2020, but there was something not right, you know? And it's like the fact that we have to even bring it up and no one's even moving on it. There needs to be term limits for sure. And they also need to be restricted from making moves on the stock market as sitting members of the Senate or Congress. That is ridiculous. So, I mean, the corruption is real. And I think the founding fathers never envisioned a world or an America that looked like this, that had this many people that didn't have slaves, that didn't that just was so vast. I mean, the Constitution was drafted, America looked completely different. And those old men could not have envisioned this world, you know? And it's like, they probably had hoped that only people who cared about the country would go into politics. You know, you want to, of course, pad your pocket a little bit, but you also really believe in patriotism. But over time, that changed, and it just kind of became a hustle. And that's sad, and shame on us for letting it happen. There's a lot of people don't watch the news. They don't know anything. They're completely checked out, and they have no critical thinking about most things going on. And then, you know, they have to vote. Some people may do that and some people may not. I mean, this geriatric slugfest, Trump versus Biden, is utterly depressing. I mean, that is the main problem with our country right now. That is indicative of what the problem is. You got old people not willing to get out of the way. They're not willing to concede. They never thought about putting someone younger in their place. There's no succession plan. You know, and it's shameful. It really is shameful. And like I said, we've neglected our spirituality at our own peril. There is an astral plane. There is a spiritual soul level stuff that we can't see. You know, I was having a conversation with one of my friends over the weekend, actually my roommate from Howard. And it was like, this is so crazy. Like, there's something going on that neither of us can explain. And we're both two analytical Virgos. And I was like, dude, I mean, we've been trying to come up with solutions. We've both been trying to be helpful. And then it just dawned on me, like, you can't fight other people's karma. This is probably something that is going on a plane that we don't know about and we can't see. And this person is paying their karmic debt for shit we don't know anything about, you know, because some things are just above your pay grade, and it's above just a regular person's existence. Like, you can see on an astral plane that this person has something else going on. And I think people assume certain things about what it means to be alive, and then, like, everything will just be over when you die. But I don't believe that. I believe when you come back into whatever your next experience is, if you created a debt, that debt comes with you. And that lesson that you're supposed to learn comes with you too. And because we're not teaching people spiritual details and we're expecting people to just comply and conform on this base level physical plane, you know, a lot of people don't have the tools. You know, this other guy, this is the guy who was telling everybody to leave America by 2030. He was also telling people not to trust their gut, which is stupid. Your gut is God. And it's been my protection because I don't just go with what I see. I can read a room better than anybody I know. I can read a room. But more importantly, I can feel the room. Because I know that people will get in your face and tell you one thing. And you know it's true if you can tell if it's true or not, because you know the truth when you hear it. And more importantly, you know the truth when you feel it. For instance, there will be people out here who will say, let's celebrate International Women's Day. We love women. We celebrate women. And it's like, yeah, but everything I can feel from you is deep hatred of women. And you can't hide that. Like, you can say anything, but it's how that energy that you're giving off, that's what we know. That's where the truth is. You know, I've seen people do all kinds of stuff. Oh, I love. And it's like, no, you don't. And I'm not talking sexually. You guys know there are men out here who will have sex with a woman all day long, but they cannot stand women. They hate the nature of a woman. They don't want to talk to us. They don't want to hang out with us. They're not interested in anything we have to say. You know, and I get it. I get it. This new generation of young lady is scary. You see plenty of TikToks and Instagram posts where girls are furious. You took me to Cheesecake Factory. Bitch, you're lucky he took you anywhere. You're not entitled to a free fucking meal. Who do these people think they are? You know what I mean? There are people who would love to go to Red Robin or where did the one place... this guy took her to Shake Shack. Shake Shack is not cheap. He was like, I still spent $93. And she's like, show me the receipt. Show me. Bitch, I ain't got to show you shit. These girls are out here acting crazy. And what's really weird, you know, I'm off on one of my tangents. What's really weird is they act like every girl don't have a vagina. It's like, do you understand? And you're shaming and humiliating this dude on social media. Do you think he's not just going to go find some other girl who's just as cute as you or not cuter, who's nicer than you, who isn't spoiled, who's like, cool, thanks for the meal. I'll take you out next time. Next one's on me. You know what I mean? People are not out here looking for fucking fixtures. You know, they're looking for partners. And these entitled as BBL girls, like, I don't understand any of that. It's very, very strange to me. Who's walking by my door? Somebody's right outside my door. Anyway, it does bother me. It bothers me a lot that people are so entitled. And then they get on social media and like, he took me to Cheesecake Factory. He didn't have to take you nowhere. And you're ruining it for all women. Because like I said, it is really shocking to me the number of young ladies who seem to not realize, like, you not special. There's vaginas everywhere. And yours is not magical. And it ain't lined with gold. Dudes will move on. You know? And if you ruin a good man because you're fucking spoiled, then fuck off. And these kids who get cars and they talk shit, this is not the car I wanted. Okay, you're 16. I wanted a Tesla. Did the girl get a Tesla? And she wanted, I wanted a Mercedes or something stupid. I'm like, bitch, you. And see, the fact that this woman didn't beat this girl's ass on camera and post that on social media. I mean, they might call the authorities, so don't spank her too hard, but at least go off on her. You're filming this shit? Don't enable this bad behavior. Because I would have taken the keys and been like, fine, then don't drive it. Keep on walking. I ain't talking to you anymore. What was her name? CeCe Peniston? Good songs. Finally, it has happened to me. I wish I could sing because I would be singing all the time. There's some good songs out there. Yeah, she could go to hell. Fuck that kid. I know that sounds drastic, but no, you're a demon. Okay, you're spoiled and you're a piece of shit. This is not the car I wanted. Okay, I didn't get the car I wanted in high school either, but I got one. And my father was like, you know, be thankful. And I wanted to get one in college and I couldn't, you know, times got tight. Thanks, George H.W. Bush. You know, it was Ronald Reagan. I think Ronald Reagan was president when I went to college. Lord, another oldie fucking falling asleep in the meetings. America, do better. Do better. Spoiled, rotten, entitled people, be better. And yeah, that added 5 minutes because I wasn't planning on talking about that. But that was really frustrating. Also, if you're still looking for something cool to watch, I'm going to put together a list. If you have HBO, you should look for I May Destroy You. I talked at length on this podcast about it. I guess it's been 4 years now. Damn, time flies. It was fantastic. Fantastic. I really enjoyed it. Just very well told. And it was written and I think she directed every episode. The black female lead. I can't think of her name now. And shame on me. I think it's Michaela. Michaela something. She was fantastic. She's the lead of the show. She wrote it and directed every episode. I'm pretty sure she wrote every episode. She was fantastic. And it goes in directions you don't think it's going to go, but it definitely deals with sexual trauma. And the thing that happened to her really happened to her in real life. And she wrote about it. Bad ass sister. All right. It's called I May Destroy You. And it blew my mind. And I might rewatch it. And I need to start rewatching Game of Thrones up until it gets terrible. All right, everybody. Be your best.